Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm real excited about our guest today. I've got Sue Monheit with me. Sue is also known as the Gift Biz Gal. She's been consulting with retail and online businesses for over 25 years. Additionally, she has started two multi-six-figure companies of her own. Today, the Ribbon Print Company is the major sponsor of the Gift Biz Unwrapped podcast. She has been identified as an industry trendsetter and now focuses on the gifting, baking, crafting, and making spaces. She's a leader in helping entrepreneurs set up their business to become a profitable and sustainable entity. Pulling from her vast experience, Sue now guides people who have a hobby or creative passion that they want to turn into a business. As an extension, she works with existing business owners who have gotten stuck or are looking for that one thing that's needed for them to gain traction and move ahead. So excited and want to jump right into our interview. Welcome, Sue.
Belinda, I am so, so happy to be here with you this morning.
Well, thanks. So let's just jump right into it. I know you've got a lot of great information to share. Why don't you just take us through this journey a little bit and fill us a little bit in on this bio and kind of a little bit more about what you do today.
Okay, well, the whole thing started after my corporate life, and I stayed home with my kids for a little while because I wanted to. That's actually why I quit my corporate world. I'm probably an aberration for most because I really loved what I was doing. But, you know, you can't put your kids on the sideline and say, stay these ages for a little while until I'm done playing my corporate career, right?
Right.
So I stopped working, stayed home for a little while, but I really love business. So interestingly enough, it was my husband who said, you know, why don't you start something for yourself? You know, you've been consulting companies forever. You know, why don't you do it for yourself? And it was kind of interesting that someone had to tell me to do that. You know, the mindset then, you know, we're talking now 10 years ago or so, I would have never probably thought of that. You know, entrepreneurism was just starting right at that time. But so, you know, jumping forward to today now, I have two businesses that I'm running. Both of them are focused on creators, the artisans of the world. One is a physical product, and then the other one is teaching people, just like I did in my corporate life, but now focused on this artisan, you know, hobby to business type sector, about turning something that people make and have such passion in because it's their own designs and creatives into a real business. And the challenge with that group has always been they know everything about the detail behind the designs of the products, the tools, and, you know, the techniques, and they've taken classes and they've invested in equipment. But when they want to transition it to a business, they've never had to know that stuff before.
Right.
You know, so they've got all the talent, skill, knowledge on the creative side. And then on the business side, you know, a lot of people, you know, what do you have to do to start a business? Oh, well, what's my business name? You know, like they just jump so far ahead of the process and forget that there's a lot of other steps that they should take. So they start a strong, stable business. So that's where my focus is today.
Good. So helping people to understand all of those business details in addition to whatever it is that they do extremely well creatively.
Exactly.
Perfect. So tell us a little bit then about your business, the one that you have for yourself now, and how that has shaped your lifestyle. So you were different than most. You loved working and wanted to create that space to be home with your children, but found yourself still wanting to work and moved into a space of your own. So how's that shaped your lifestyle today?
Well, I'm happy. I put in a ton of work. My kids are now older, so it's really nice because I have something that's kind of like my new baby, right?
Right.
So I actually have two businesses. The Ribbon Print Company, I make no bones about it. I am positioning this business someday to sell. We are a leader in our industry there, which makes me very proud. But so that's something that I'm looking at as an investment for the future to pay out in the future. And I always tell my clients, super, don't freak out. I'm like, I'm talking about maybe a decade or more from now, because I love what we're doing so much. And it's been very nice because I've put myself into that business of what I would want it to look like. And it's grown, and it's really, it's mimicking me and what I care about in terms of customer service, quality of product. I built the software for this, all of it. By the way, what we do is we sell custom ribbon printing systems so our customers can print ribbon for their business, for their customers. So we don't print the ribbon. We sell the system, services, and training for our customers to print the ribbon. The super cool thing about that is they can make more money off of existing customers. They don't have to bring in new customers to see a revenue spike. So that's really cool. So that's one. And then the other business is Gift Biz, which includes a podcast called Gift Biz Unwrapped, and now a membership site where there's a whole training program behind it of how to, from A to Z, start and grow your business. And that really is where my passion and my energy is going today, is to help other people realize their dream, you know, learn how to start their businesses the right way. You know, there are unique challenges to the creator industry unto themselves for a couple of reasons. You know, they don't know the business side, like we talked about before. Pricing is always a question because they never value their time. They never include their time in. So making sure that something is profitable, you know, so that it's a sustainable business is a big issue over there. And in answer to your question, it was kind of a little bit of a circle, but yet to answer to your question, how does it affect my life? I love both of the things I'm doing, and I'm positioning them for happiness today and in the future. And the most gratifying thing for me is when I hear someone tell me how much of an impact, like they've just learned something new that's really helping them with their business, or they're so relieved that they can follow a plan. They don't have to worry about what they're doing is right. They can just follow the plan. And it's that feedback that fuels me. It's not the money at all. You know, it's that kind of feedback that makes me so happy. You know, I go to sleep feeling like, you know, I'm making someone's world a better place, and mine at the same time.
That's a pretty awesome place to be, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
Great. So then what would you identify then as a couple of your skill sets that you think have been big contributors to having your own business or being successful?
You know, what's interesting, Belinda, is I didn't even really realize this until I really got into things, but my corporate experience was so much more than I had realized at the time, because in my corporate life, I was able to experience businesses, small, medium, and large, but from all different angles. So the fast food industry, retail environment, big product online back in the time, like, you know, Oriental Trading Company or Omaha Steaks, like all the, you know, mail order type businesses, production, inventory control, you know, just-in-time inventory, like all this stuff from all different types of businesses. And now what happens when I'm coaching and, you know, or consulting, however you want to say it, different businesses, these things will come up and I'm able to pull from my experience that I never would have thought of before. Like if I was to write a resume of what I know, you can't remember everything you know, but when a situation comes up, it's like, oh, well, I have some guidance because this is what I know about this particular thing. So there's little nuances that I didn't even realize I had. And I tell people now, even people who have 9-to-5 jobs who are trying to build something on the side, look at what you're doing in your 9-to-5 job and think about what types of things can you capture and learn to kind of arm yourself for what you're looking at doing later, or you're doing on the side or whatever. It's some initiative that a company has that you want to throw your name in the hat to participate in because you realize you're going to get some learning and knowledge right in your 9-to-5. You know, even if you're frustrated and you don't like it, you want to leave there because that's the thing right now, right? Everyone wants to leave cubicle jail or whatever people say.
Right.
But there's so much knowledge and experience to be gained right where you are. So there's value to that too. So I don't know if I answered your question properly, but that's where I led us. I don't know.
Well, I just, you know, some people say I'm, you know, like you put here, you're an action taker. You don't usually put fear aside. So you just compartmentalize that, or how do you do that? And then you put your resourceful. So I think that is a really good skill set. I think a lot of people are sitting at home and they're, what should I hone, or what should I learn, or what should I focus on, and to become better at what I'm doing? And so sometimes you don't recognize your own skill sets till somebody asks you to really point them out or focus on them. And at the same time, for other people that are, I want to be successful, so what are some skill sets that I probably need to work on and develop? So we just love it when people share what they think theirs are. So
yeah, let's talk about that a little bit, because resourcefulness, it's so interesting to me, and I work predominantly with women, but it's so interesting that people are always asking the question of other people and making it a barrier that they can't move forward because they don't have information versus going and finding the information. I see so much of that. It's kind of a trend, and I don't know if it's just in my industry or not. But so I tell people, you know what? Google. You know, like if you're missing something, don't let that stall you. Get the answer. But you don't have to. The excuse is not, I don't know this. You need to be resourceful and figure it out. You know?
Yep.
And that's something I've always done. Now, I'm almost to a fault, because one of the things you should also do is, if someone else knows that information, you don't have to find it for yourself. Take their course, or, you know, someone already knows it, has been through the ringer and can share with you. Do it that way instead, but then take the course, then be resourceful and take the course, you
Correct.
Know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
So, and then on the action taking side, gosh, I do it all the time. It might even be so much, it might be a detriment. I don't know. But, you know, I'm never one who has trouble completing tasks or projects. You know, like so many people will start a podcast and they'll stop after 10 episodes or something because they see how hard it is. Or
right.
they want to build an online course, but it never actually gets out to market, or, you know, like things like that. And what I always do is I try to envision and put myself living in the result. Like put living now, I'm with my own show, I'm at about 150 shows. I don't know where you are, Belinda. Clearly, I mean, you've got longevity in it already. But I put myself there, and when I have hurdles, I just try to remind myself where I'm trying to go. And if I don't overcome whatever the hurdle is, or, you know, whatever challenge I'm having, I'm not going to get there. So, you know, that's how I do it. But I do say that that's one of my skills is, you know, I do complete projects. I don't need accountability partners. I push myself. And I think I'm pretty different in that way.
I think you probably are, because I'm very much that way. And I often, it's why I don't coach people, because I train people and I'm a really good trainer, but I'm also smart enough to know that I let other people do personal coaching, because I coach my executive clients, but I just don't do personal coaching because I have such a huge, I guess, expectation level that if I tell you to do something, or advise you to do something, then you're going to go do it. And then like 2 weeks later, when you haven't done it, or you didn't find the time to do it, or you've come up with all the reasons why you can't do it, I just can't even relate to that.
It makes you crazy.
It makes me crazy.
Makes you crazy, doesn't
so
it?
Consequently, yeah. I don't think I'm a nice coach. And so, because I want to say, well, what's your problem? Like, I've just got very little patience. So I understood that about myself a long time ago, and people beg me, would you just do personal coaching? I'm like, no, you know what? I can recommend a few people. I've got some great training resources for you that you don't even have to go right now. Get a coach. Why don't you just buy these training resources, follow them, see where you get on your own. Then if you need some help, you know, then follow up with somebody, or get an accountability buddy, or do whatever you need to do. But I'm with you. I just haven't needed that very much in my life. And I loved what you said, because you said it, but like, I don't know, like if you really identified what it, like I've never really put my finger on it and identified it, but I always see the end result. I don't ever start out with, okay, what are the steps I need to get here? I always start with, how do I want this to end? What do I want this to look like in the end? And then I just keep working at it till it gets where I want it to be. If I have to make a couple of detours along the way, or rethink what I originally thought because that's not working, or if I hit a big hurdle, I just jump over it and go, I'm staying focused on what the end result is. And I don't think the majority of people do that.
Uh-huh. And guess what? There will be hurdles and you will have to change your road. You know, you know, it's never going to be a straight line to getting where you want to be. We're in this same mindset. You know, I always think to myself, you know, it gets frustrating and it's, you know, like one of those days where it's like, yeah, why am I even doing this? You know, like what did I get myself into? Then I envision being there, being at that other side and how happy and the feelings that it'll give with satisfaction and all of that, you know. And there's another thing I think you talking about being frustrated with coaching and all that. I also don't do one-on-one coaching. That's why I'm doing the masterminds, because so many of my audience, well, they have the same questions. So I do weekly Q&As within my membership site. People submit questions, and then others, you know, some people like to take a step back too, or they don't even know what questions they want to ask. This way I can answer questions to the whole membership, and these may be questions they never thought of asking, but they're getting the information. Or it's a question that they're not going to need right now, an answer to a question they don't need right now, but they're going to need it in a month when they're to that point in their business. Right. So I like that much better because it's helping more people, again, because a lot of the questions are pretty similar. But, you know, there's another really hard truth about this, and that is, and it's not bad, but some people just aren't cut out to have their own businesses. You know, I mean, everyone's so excited about, you know, oh, I have my own business, you know, and just, yeah, I think a lot of people like the idea of it, but aren't willing to put in the work.
Absolutely.
Or don't realize how much work it really takes. This is not for the weak-hearted, I'll tell you that. No, regardless of what kind of business you want to start.
Right. And I think that I offer a membership site for the exact same reasons. But I also think that there's one other little sort of elephant in the room that we're not really talking about, and this is with women. And you said you work predominantly with women, and I do as well. And they just don't want to ask for help. There is something that is either makes us appear weak, or we think this, or it's something else. But I hear from women all the time, you know, I'll figure this out on my own, or I've got this, I'm going to get this. And gosh, I have shadowed people. I have had mentors. I have, from the time that I was 18 years old, I have just always said, okay, where's my fast track to this? I don't want to have to spend all this time learning it on my own. Let's fast track it. And I've hoped that people have done that. That's what my trainings provide. But it's like, I can't even tell you the amount of people that don't want to ask for help. And it's like, don't be afraid, because there is just a world of people that just want to give back and want to help you and want to see people succeed and want to lend their wisdom to you. So I just always say to people, don't be afraid to ask for help. There is absolutely no weakness in asking or following the path of what others have done to be successful.
I totally agree with you. You know, and here, you know, I mean, I think I've been pretty successful. I think both of my businesses can continue to grow and get bigger. We were talking about this in our pre-chat a little bit. I'm not even in the office right now. I'm out of town because I'm doing a mastermind. I'm in a year, you know, a high-level mastermind. And here it is, you know, women getting together who have seen success of different levels, you know, maybe, but we still recognize that we don't know everything. I don't think you ever know everything. Plus, sometimes it needs to be somebody who's outside of your business to take a look and identify some things that you can't see because you're too close to the business.
Yep.
So I think it's actually a sign of, let's see, let me, like career maturity. Maybe, I don't know.
Right.
To recognize that that's okay. It's a good thing. You know, like, don't ask for help if you don't know how to buy a domain name. Like, some things are silly. I mean, just go Google it, you know?
Right.
But when it gets to some deeper level thoughts, it's fine to ask for help.
Right. So what's one of your most outstanding accomplishments that has some real significant meaning for you?
Well, again, I have two companies, so I'll tell you two. On the ribbon print side, I was at one of those challenging points. I had seen that, it's a long story, which I won't get into here because it doesn't even matter, but I got to the point where I felt that I wanted to build a company for the ribbon printing environment. It was a brand new environment at the time because all of the software was terrible. I felt I'm the only one still to this day in the world who has used this technology for their own business. Everybody else, great people out there, but are machine people. Like they know it by theory, but they've never actually used it for a business. And so there were a lot of things I felt should be done differently to make it more user-friendly. One of them was rebuilding or creating my own software, which was a monumental feat. I still can't believe I actually got it accomplished. I actually had feet on the street in India trying to find someone to build it for me because I couldn't find anybody in the States. Ultimately, I did. We built the software, and it's by far the gold standard, which I'm proud to say. But that was a huge hurdle. And there were many times, again, my husband to the rescue. I'm like, I don't know that we can do this. I don't, you know, then he'd offer ideas. We'd banter it back and forth. And sure enough, we got it done. So I'm really proud of that on that side. And then the other one is this program that I have within the Gift Biz Builder, which is my membership site. It's called Gift Biz Builder. It was a dream of mine for a few years, and it took me a long time to build that program because there was so much I wanted to include. Some of my beta members are telling me that it should be a college course. There's so much in there, which is the reason why it's good to have the Q&As there. It's not that difficult when you go through step by step, but there are some things to work through. And I'm just, the feedback has been really great about the program, and I'm really proud of that product too. It's good quality, and took a long time, you know, and it's from the heart, and it's working for people. So those are two accomplishments that I'm pretty proud of.
Well, good. And congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So getting kind of back to the title, I always like to ask people this, and some people know right away, and some people are like, this was a hard question for me, but what does it mean to be working from your happy place? What's that mean to you?
Super easy for me. When I wake in the morning and it's time to get up, I'm excited and motivated and ready to start my day, ready to go into the office, get going, and I love being there. You know, so being happy and excited to face my day, that's when I'm in my happy place.
That's great. That's kind of how I envision it. You know, it's like being in business for yourself is you get those bonuses of getting the time off. A lot of people say, I love the freedom. I love my flexibility. But along with that is you also sometimes have to work. There's 14 and 15 hour days I've worked or even longer to get something accomplished. But then it is taking off that time to celebrate special occasions or things that you want to do. So that's always an interesting one, and it's most people's answer. But for me, it really is where it doesn't feel like work.
Right. Right. You sit down. I mean, so often, like I'll get in the morning and I like getting into the office about 7 or so. And luckily my office it's either a 20-minute walk or a 5-minute car ride or longer if I stop at Starbucks first. But so I'll be in 7:30, and all of a sudden it's 5:30. Like how did that happen already?
I know.
You know, I don't even see the hours going by, which is wonderful. I also think it's important to really be present in the moment. Is it Eckhart Tolle who talks about that? I forget what his thing is, but you know, like when you're working, you're really working. And then when you're done and you're home with family or you're on vacation or whatever it is, be present in that moment too.
I couldn't agree more. I've taught that for a number of years, especially with working moms and that feel to get their own business so that they don't have to get sitters and maybe like do this, but then they have this hard time when they're working. They still feel guilty about being a mom. When they're being a mom, they're feeling guilty about their business. It's like, just enjoy the moment you're in and be present 100%.
Right, right. And you make your decisions. Like, no joke, what you're saying in terms of those long days, and just decide, all right, I've got to do this to finish a project. There's a issue that has to be addressed, like whatever it is, and just own it. Yeah, this is going to be one of those days where it's not balanced. It's going to be, or weeks or whatever it is,
right,
where it's not going to be balanced. It's going to be way in on the business side, you know, and that's fine. You consciously decide that and you can make up for it and structure balance later.
Yep, absolutely. Great. So what advice would you give to those wanting to be entrepreneurs?
I love this question because someone had to give it to me before I would move on it. And that is, you don't need to wait for permission. You know, if you have an idea, you have a thought, go for it. Jump in and do it. No one's going to do it for you. And no one really, except for me right now, you have permission. Move forward. Do it.
Great. And in closing, what are some new and exciting things you're working on? And then tell our listeners exactly where they can find you.
Okay. What I am working on now is growing my membership site. Last year, it was in beta form all year. We had a number of people who were going through the course. I wanted to make sure it was clear, concise, actionable, like everything was right. We just transitioned it over a month ago to being a membership site, got in a whole bunch of new students that I'm thrilled with. And so now I'm working on building that, which I'm really excited to be able to share it with other people. And the best thing about Gift Biz Builder, which is my membership site, I've already mentioned that, is creators can then build their business and not have to figure out what steps they need to take. So all they have to do is follow the course, do the steps, and there are just decision points. Like, are you going to work at home? Or are you going to have a brick and mortar shop? You know, like, so there are angles that you take along the way based on what your business is. It just doesn't result in a cookie cutter business that's the same for everybody. But that way people can be excited and energized and happy about building a business, not be stressed out, which is what happens so often. So that I'm really excited about. So if anyone's interested in that, it's Gift Biz Builder. I also would love if people are interested to listen to my podcast. That is Gift Biz Unwrapped. And to make it super easy for everybody, I've created a link, Belinda, that is just one place where people can go and see all of these options. And that is giftbizunwrapped.com/happyplace.
Oh, perfect. Well, thank you. And I'm sure everyone will be excited to check that out. And I just want to thank you for your time today. I know you took time out of your schedule while you're on the road. And I certainly do appreciate that because I've been in your shoes many, many times. So thank you so much for making this happen today. And we had some technical difficulties last week and we were able to take our busy schedules and squeeze this in to get it done before you go on a nice little vacation. So thank you for that.
See, so Belinda, a perfect example of overcoming challenges, right?
That's right.
We still got it done.
We still yeah. got it done. And I'm happy about yeah. that. And you have a wonderful, wonderful trip. And I look forward to connecting with you in the future.
Sounds great. Thank you, Belinda.
All right.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.